Don't be fooled. People are either for you or against you. Watch out for the friends of your enemies. Friends of my enemies are my enemies. I hate that they pretend to be a friend of me. Friends of my enemies are my enemies. I hate that they pretend to be a friend of me. Keith was his name, a friend of a friend.
Nice to meet you.
Knew the right people, so we got right in.
Come in.
He had a sad story about being left alone to raise himself while his parents were home. You see, he worked at Chick-fil-A for the minimum bucks, and his friends told him I had the Midas touch. So I taught him the ways and I showed him the systems. And then one day he showed them treacherous symptoms. Coming to work late, always whispering on the phone, minimizing his screen when I walked up in his zone. I could feel the tension, caught it with a knife, caused by dissonance festering in his life. He was screwing me and he was taking my clients, but to the bitter end he was lying in defiant. Then I saw him at a birthday for a fake friend, man, and that's when I realized their ultimate plan. Friends are my enemies, all my enemies. I hate that they pretend to be a friend of me. Friends are my enemies, all my enemies. I hate that they pretend to be a friend of me.
Moment of waiting all day was the words he said, but refused to tackle the details was what made his business dead. I worked with him through the ups and downs, but he tried to play me like I was a bozo clown.
Meeting alone for hours with the shut door policy.
Married man meets with woman and it bothered me.
Then the whispers increased, the presence decreased, and then with one big poof, the friendship deceased.
They started their own partnership, which was largely offensive, but they played D2, which was very defensive.
What did they do? Oh, what did they say? We would never ever want to hurt DJ Clay.
It came out they were screwing me and taking my clients,
but to the bitter end they were lying in defiant.
Then after work hours they moved out and bam,
and that's when I realized their ultimate plan.
Friends are my enemies, all my enemies. I hate that they pretend to be a friend of me. Friends are my enemies, all my enemies. I hate that they pretend to be a friend of me.
Like watching all the TED Talks, my experience was just a haze.
They created a whisper culture, so I nixed out the ways.
Like Stuart Little, they all started out small,
until the number's 13 before their fall.
Dan without the M was the friend of the sin.
He loved the Sith so much that he let her move in.
Sleeping with the Enemy was the title of the show,
while the former husband was watching from the first row.
Now speaking strictly from an Ariel perspective,
didn't like her to call her on the mat, she's defective.
Christ forgives you and he forgives your sins, but the vengeance of the Lord is on what I depend.
It all starts with the greed until they become gluttons.
Random fact, the word glutton rhymes with Hutton.
So with all due respect, I invite you to inspect
Deuteronomy 32:35. You should check.
Friends are my enemies, all my enemies. I hate that they pretend to be a friend of me. Friends are my enemies, all my enemies. I hate that they pretend to be a friend of me.
You have enemies? Good. That means that you've stood up for something sometime in your life. Winston Churchill.